what it means is that we become a banana republic or a pariah nation if we don't respect our agreements like BIPAS, and that affects the risk status, the risk profile of the nation. So it becomes difficult for Zimbabwe to trade with other countries. It becomes difficult for Zimbabwe to borrow on the international credit market, or even to borrow bilaterally. So it affects the economic situation. It even has political ramifications. But I think most importantly, it increases the risk premium that is attached to Zimbabwe as a potential investment destination.
Why is it that there is a policy discord in government? Because we are hearing that ministers are not speaking with one voice when it comes to this issue of bilateral agreements.
Well, I think the reasons are political, and I think it's symptomatic of the dysfunctionality that is existing in the inclusive government.